KO4C, FBM Echo Link.
KO4HGX.
Good morning, Patrick. Was that you?
It was. How are you doing? Have a good vacation.
Oh, yeah, it was great. I mean, I hate to go back today, but I definitely can't complain about my time.
Yeah, roger that. It's my first day back, too. And 4 o'clock this morning, come early.
Yeah, I know. I definitely was not looking forward to setting the alarm clock again, but like I said, I enjoyed it. How many days did you take off?
I took from the 4th, from the 4th until today, so what, 9 or 10 days, whatever it is. A week off. I took from, I don't know, I had like 10 days.
I had about the same, I guess, yeah, because so Thursday, the week before the 4th, I left early and I didn't, you know, I didn't go back Friday because we were shut down, but I definitely enjoyed all my time.
I hate you guys couldn't make it to the dinner.
Yeah, me too. We, you know, we had the boys going to the in-laws' house and whatnot. And I hate to say it, me and the wife are just like, you know what, let's just spend a little bit of time together, just me and her, since that was the first chance we had. So we just hung out at the house and had a little date night to ourselves.
Hey, you need that. We did that for a couple of days at the house, too. Just the two of us all day long and trying to enjoy each other's company, not driving each other crazy.
Yeah, I know. It ain't too often we still get to, you know, just time alone for the most part. I mean, some Wednesday nights, but, and then I guess Sunday evenings, but we don't even get that right now, so we took advantage of it a little bit, and like I said, we had them, so how was it? Was it just you and Ken, or did anybody else get to show up?
It was just Ken and I and our wives, so everybody else had plans or something come up.
Alright, man, I hope the food was good. My wife was tell me that place was really good because her and her mom had went there before.
Oh yeah, food was good. We had a good time. So I have to try it again sometime.
Oh yeah, definitely that. Try not to wait too long before we set another one up. But I appreciate you putting in all the effort to try to get it done and put together.
Out for everybody this year.
Well, maybe here in a month or two we can plan a Saturday, and that way, you know, most people won't be out of town or have plans or something whatnot. So we can try it again. You planning on going to the Waynesville Ham Fest?
Yes, sir. Making plans. Me and Gary and Leon, you're welcome to come with us.
I'm hoping to go. I just hope Boy Scout that I know we're going to do a I don't know, we hadn't got our plans together yet, but we were looking at maybe a Friday to a Saturday. It was still kind of hot to do camping, so we're trying to do a lock-in or something, but we got to get the church booked, but if we can do that, it'd be Friday to Saturday, and then I don't know what we'll do Saturday if we're going to do anything at all, so we'll see. So it'll either be that weekend of the 20th, or it'll be the next weekend, and I can't remember, so hopefully it won't be during the Ham Fest.
Pretty good one.
I know, I've usually enjoyed that one, and even the wife and kids like going to that one and walking around.
We're over on the 285.
Say that again, what about the 285?
Just saying, Ken's probably over there on the 285. He's getting the pleasures of the black hole up there coming out of Hendersonville.
Why is Ken coming out of Hendersonville? Was he camping this weekend?
Like that, I believe it is. Driving back and forth from Hendersonville instead of Taylor.
Oh man, that must be nice. I don't know if I'd want to drive, but the camping part of it sounds good.
Drive, we really wasn't taking him any longer. He said it was easier drive than what he was doing from home.
NC9B.
Leon, KO4HGX.
Morning, KO4CEF, when it could leave.
You're going to have to radio in that car there, Andrew. Hope you all had a good dinner. Sorry I missed it, but man, this repeater's not picking up very well this morning.
Doesn't sound too bad on my end over the echo link.
I can listen to it, I just can't talk to y'all. This morning I can't even hear y'all. Hope y'all had a good weekend and had a good eating meet. How'd it go, Patrick?
It went pretty good, and it's just Ken and Susan and my wife, at least. So, small, but, you know, every, you know, life happens, I get it.
KT Mobile.
KO4HGX.
Hey, how was your long weekend?
Until about 4 o'clock this morning.
Time. Great weekend. What happened at 4 o'clock? Oh, you must have to get up early. Oh, trying to give Andrew enough time to get in there with
that
early. Go ahead, Andrew.
Good morning, y'all. But, yeah, I agree with Patrick. I did not look forward to setting my alarm clock this morning.
You came awfully early this morning after a few days off.
Probably could have stood a few more days. Well, I hate to cut it short, but I'm getting here early to work, so this way we can get started after the shutdown, so we'll see how it goes. But y'all have a good one. Be safe out there this morning, and hopefully we'll holler at you tomorrow. Hope I get the radio hooked up since I've been lazy and hadn't had it done. So, but anyway, y'all have a good one. 73KO4CEF, and I'll be clearing you final.
73 Andrew, hope you have a great day. KO4HK.
73 Andrew, have a great one. And NC9B. 73 Andrew, be safe. Have a great day. This is W2JKT. The leg, muscle of my leg or something, but I've been suffering the last 3 days. Trying to hobble around with a right leg. So we'll see how it does today, climbing in and out of that truck.
You ain't got to get in and out of the truck as much as I do. you're going to be sore.
Sure I will, Patrick. And climb in, climb out. Open the doors. Climb in, climb out. Shut the doors. Climb in, climb out. Go inside. You know, that kind of stuff. Fun.
Okay, how was your time off?
Good. We didn't do much. With all of our dogs, 4th of July for us is one of those tough holidays because, they get all scared and everything. So just trying to keep the dogs calm and trying to survive all the artillery going off. I don't know what it is, but, man, it sounded like a war zone out there on Friday night. Just want to thank the man who invented Tannerite. Whoever that is needs to have their head examined. Because they must have blew off pounds and pounds of it out of the mouth. I think behind us was setting off a bunch of that stuff. Because it seriously sounded like there was a howitzer back there or something. Competition to see how much Tannerite you can blow up at one time. That stuff is not regulated like an explosive. No other use for it other than explosive purposes. NC9B. Because, they have a page, they have an Edneyville Facebook page, and somebody would set off a big, humongous boom, which is probably the Tannerite, and then somebody hit that big boom? Like, they ran inside and posted on Facebook just so they could read the reactions.
Just trying to stir up something, and all they're doing. I don't get it, but people do it.
My little guy's barking a little bit. They don't get too worried about it. Did you try to do the 13 colonies thing last week? Crossed my mind. That was about it.
Negative on my end.
Friday, and Courtney had to work, so I had the day to myself, so I figured, let me see if I can get all 13 of these things in 8 hours. And I got 10 of them, but I couldn't get the 3 that were close in. Someone's on the air this weekend. A lot of people doing that. A couple of them that are not too far from us. I think Sassafras Mountain might be one, and Mount Mitchell certainly must be one. A couple odd ones there this weekend, but, summit's a summit, I guess. Email that guy by the table, and they haven't got a response, so it's a little late to do it online, so I just have to wait until the day of.
Well, we'll go prepared. If it happens, it happens. If not, oh well.
truck, you just use the tailgate.
The land?
Really didn't try to since I couldn't burn that stuff because it's so dry. I was hoping for some rain last weekend. They were calling for, and we never got a drop until, I think, Friday, which then I just didn't mess with it.
Lawn is parched, so the rain is a welcome thing.
It was a welcome thing yesterday, that's for sure. Finally got enough to make it worthwhile.
At our house, up through this morning.
Drowned last night. It rained hard for a solid hour and a half. The garden definitely needed it, but yeah, it was a lot of water.
There'll be a long time to go along yet.
It's soaking yesterday, which was good because, like I said, we've needed it. But then they're calling for thunderstorms pretty much all week long this week.
Well, then I guess I'll have to start mowing my lawn again.
About Wednesday. Sorry, Patrick.
All right, double with you. Yeah, I'll probably have to mow mine next weekend.
I'm going to come up over the weekend, and we ended up having steaks anyway, Patrick. We cooked them on the grill. Man, they were good.
Well, we had a good time. It was a small group, but we had a good time Friday night.
Time I'll definitely have to make it.
Common KO4MUF.
30, KO4HKX.
NC9B.
W2, JKT. Good group. I hope everybody had a nice, enjoyable weekend.
Well, we had a good one. It was pretty quiet this weekend, so just trying to rest up and get ready to come back to work. Hope you did. Hope you had a, you and Miss Annette had a good weekend.
Like you, quiet. Good little weekend.
All weekend. You know, having company's nice, but it sure is good when they leave. It's everything back to quiet. Nice and easy.
Eric, did you do some more wine tasting, or did you do some more class work with it? We closed the shop for the weekend because you know, we knew it was going to be dead. We were just, you know, spent a lot of the weekend studying for our certification exams that are coming up. And we might have tasted some wine, but just for fun.
Good deal. I take it you going to go get the big truck this morning.
Yeah, for the training wheels. Gonna make them things go round and round. I'm gonna go by Eric's work and blast the horn a little bit. Just keep on going.
On that side of the building, I might just hear it. Fourth floor corner office with a window, but they gave me a first floor inner office with no windows at all. So, you know, it is what it is.
Have to it, Eric. FFPs are the chief. Chief was always complaining because the captain, the administrative captain, had the corner office with the wraparound windows. And the chief had a little, I guess, picture window. So, well, he was too happy about that. So I think they rearranged it, the new building. The new building has got a panoramic view. Offices, right? The new one. So I guess the panoramic view of that.
I don't know where the new one's at.
64 and it's Harris Street on one side. The other side, it's Ash. 64 and Ash. We go to Jackson Park. Instead of turning towards Jackson Park, you turn in the opposite direction.
I know where it's at. I remember that now. I was still thinking it was down on the corner of King Street and 64.
Just kicked them out of that, or kicked us out of that, I guess you'd say. And they wanted that office space, so they're going to have to build them a new building. But obviously the fire department takes more precedence because they got a really nice building. Two of them. The old office, they had carpet in it, and most of the offices. And the new building, they turn up and put more carpet in. Like, that's crazy. You don't put carpet in a work environment. It's going to get dirty. It's like the office I'm heading to now. They you know, a bunch of truckers walking in and out. You're going to put carpet in the office? Not a good idea.
I agree, that's not a good idea. High traffic areas like that, it won't look good long.
Carpet in your equipment.
Man, help dampen the noise. Shoot, no.
I said, no carpet. I don't want a truck with carpet.
Yeah, that wouldn't work good with what we do. They keep them vinyl floors clean, you know, the rubber mats. I might keep them clean, but if another guy gets in there, he don't care about them. It just, you know, just piles up with dirt.
From part of vinyl, keeping it black instead of brown. They were about that cruisers. They buy the cruisers. They finally got smart and started buying cruisers with the vinyl in them. And I go to, like, Auto Bell car wash, and I tell them, be sure to wipe that down with some Armor All. Oh, we can't do that. It makes it too slippery. I said, I know. You either do it, or I'm going to do it. And I've been walking a long time. I'll figure it out.
Yeah. Works with us is one of these fellers. He's a good guy, but, you know, if he's run a hoe or a machine for a few days, you get in there, there's water bottles and spit bottles and all kinds of crap laying everywhere.
So we used to run the cruisers 24/7. You get in the cruiser first thing in the morning, tell the police it up a little bit, make sure it looks good, hit the brakes, and there'd be church's chicken boxes sliding out from under the seats. They'd come rolling out. One donut at a time. Same kind of guy, though. And the QT's got the best donuts, if you ask me. Get Eric. You've been stopping at QT to get that Krispy Kreme donut?
I grab a box of donuts from the QT to bring into the office. But, I like Quick Trip donuts. I think they're pretty good.
This is about as close as I can get to Krispy Kreme.
They come on site. They're all native to commissary and shipped in. But, you know, if they were to make those donuts on site, they would be every bit as good as Krispy Kreme.
Shop down south there, that's what they called it. It was called Jupiter Donuts, and that's what they did. They made them on site. So when you went in there morning and ordered a dozen donuts, you'll talk about fresh and warm. Man.
And fresh and Dunkin' Donuts. I remember the commercials in the 80s, you know, time to make the donuts, and the guy's going in at like 3 o'clock in the morning, but not even Dunkin' makes them on site anymore.
It's really sad when they closed down Krispy Kreme in Hendersonville. They made them on site there. They had that little hot now light.
That makes them on site. That's one of the conditions of being a franchisee, is that you have to make the donuts on site forever. I think I've been frozen and just thawing them out for years now.
Go downhill.
Company.
U.S.
Only NC9B.
HKX.
Italian beef over the weekend while we watched that series called The Bear. I can't remember if it's on Netflix or Hulu, but... it's a really, really good show if you guys haven't seen it.
Is it about a bear?
It's about a guy whose nickname is The Bear, and he's a chef that inherits his brother's Italian beef shop in Chicago. But it's really, really good.
Pay protection money?
Yeah, they were in debt to a quote-unquote cousin for a bit, but that's definitely part of the show. But, for those of you who don't know what Italian beef is, it's just basically like a roast beef, not roast beef, but a slow-cooked beef sandwich, and they put jardinera on it, which is like cauliflower and carrots and olives and peppers and stuff like that. It's really, really good. First time I had one. I've never had an authentic Chicago Italian beef, but if we made them a few weeks ago, and they were good, so we made them again this weekend. In Chicago, though.
Pizza.
Yeah, how to make pizza.
Yeah, we went to Chicago, and one of the places one of the world famous places, got the signatures all over the wall and everything. That pizza there, I didn't think it was that great. So much pizza. The big silver spear, whatever that is.
is, but yeah, Giordano's or Luminati's or one of those places, they think they can make pizza, but they really don't. So we're always having the pizza discussion.
Deep dishes.
Yeah, deep dish is a thing, but they also, I don't know, Chicago thinks, I don't know. It's not really pizza to me.
It's in Chicago, you pretty much, it's not deep dish, I think it's deep pockets.
Huh.
I'm sorry, double with you. Go ahead.
Deep pizza, huh.
It's about $5 to make a good Neapolitan pizza at home.
To the office. I'm going to sign with you guys. See if he swapped over to the truck. 73, have a great day. I'll talk to you in a few. Yeah, 73, in the C9B.
Leon, KO4H, get.
Thursday, W2JKG.
Leon, have a blessed and safe day out there. KO4MUF. Been already out and about this morning with the truck?
Pulling into my first stop. Right now.
Good early start. Been to letting us start at 6 o'clock in the morning right now and get off an hour earlier with this heat going on.
Why they don't?
At 6, and you know, with the county, by the time them fellers get up and running and moving and doing stuff, it's, you know, be good daylight, so, but it gets us an early start.
Places don't take advantage of the early start times during the summer. Beyond me. But guys, I'm going to have to bail out. I'm at my first stop, so it's time to get this show on the road this week. Good to talk to you, and have a safe trip the rest of the way, and hope you have a great day. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.
Think you have a blessed day out there, and enjoy yourself. Do some good. 73 is KO4MUF.
Good talking to you this morning. Have a great day. Maybe I'll catch you on the way home this afternoon. This is W2JKT.
Show's going all right with you.
I went through that hole at Woodruff Road. I know I heard something, but didn't intelligence any of it. Give me about 30 seconds. Okay, I should be clear of it now. Come again, Jody.
You have. Can you hear me now?
Good now.
I was just asking everything else going all right with you.
Like always, but yeah, we had the kids for about half the weekend, so that was fun, and we, you know, we did our wine studying and made Italian beef, and I got my camper out, drove it around a little bit, and just getting ready for our camping trip in a couple weekends, and I did a stupid. I was hooking it up to the truck, and I started to reel in the tongue jack, and all these hornets started spilling out of the A-frame up in the front of the trailer, so I ran and grabbed my spray and everything, but in all that craziness, I got all the hornet sprayed. I forgot to finish rolling in the jack, so I started to drive off, and I bent the shaft of the tongue jack, so I had to cut it off with a recip saw and order a new tongue jack from the local place, because it's one of those Lippert ground control automatic censored tongue jacks, and it was like $300 to get a new one, and I'm kind of pissed about it, but, you know, I got distracted during the process of hooking up the truck and, you know, made a little mistake, so that was a fun thing.
Yeah, but with them hornets like that, that'll definitely distract you, and, you know, all that kind of stuff, and you just kind of overlooked it. Yeah, that stinks. I hate to hear that.
Most tongue jacks, you can replace the shafts because people bend them all the time doing the same thing, but this one, you have to replace the entire jack, motor, and all. I'm surprised a $400 tongue jack doesn't have a modular design where you can just, you know, remove the bent one and put a new one in.
True, because that's an expensive jack.
If I could take the old one apart and figure out how the shaft is attached in there, and see if I can just remove it and get myself a section of, you know, generic steel pipe and put a new one in there myself and just have a spare.
That would not be a bad idea. As long as that piece of pipe that's on it doesn't have that groove in there for, you know, for alignment, you'll be all right.
That old if it has a groove in it, but there's no groove on the outside of it. So I can't imagine there would be a groove on the inside of it. They probably just have a pin to keep it registered in the jack, you know, because it doesn't, you know, there's probably like plunger on the motor itself that bears all the weight, so they probably don't really need to align it that much. And you know, whatever alignment pin they use doesn't have any force on it, so I'm sure it'll be something simple like that, but I'll find out when I take it apart.
Well, if it don't have a groove on it, you know, on the outside, it ain't gonna have one on the inside. So, you know, it's just a little straight piece of pipe, which is a good deal.
2 inches outer diameter, maybe a little bit, maybe 2 1/4, something like that. And then, you know, it's about, it's not quite an eighth of an inch thick, I don't think. So it's probably just a standard, you know, steel pipe of some kind that I can get at Lowe's or Home Depot or something. At least I hope so.
You know, there's a few of your fabricate shops, you know, they have a better selection of what you were looking for.
A place like Powdersville or something like that that does custom metal?
I'm not sure of that, but, yeah, most of those places do. That was, I had to have a 3/8 thick piece of plate to build a base, a hinge plate out of it for a tower. And just trying to find one like that, and somebody cut you off a piece like that, that was difficult.
Matt Seneca is a mechanical engineer, and he knows of a lot of good local fab shops, so I might call him today and see if he can turn me on to a place that might have a pipe like that.
That's the way to run. A little better piece of metal here, what you would look for if you can build it on deep lower lows.
I'm having a hard time hearing the repeater, so I'm going to say have a great day, Jody, in 73, and I hope you be safe today, and yeah, maybe I'll catch you another day this week when I'm hauling myself in the office. Have a good day, man. This is W2JKT 73.
Have a great day out there. Be safe and be careful. Enjoy yourself. Camp 4MUF 73.